just me. No need to worry. You waiting for someone? Oh. Who? Someone left you a note to meet you all the way out here at night. Oh, how mysterious and romantic. Yeah, you got me. I'm not out here by coincidence. I left you that note. Well, the truth is, it's complicated. Sorry, I know that's not very helpful. So, you obviously came alone like I asked. Did you tell anyone where you were going? Good. Thank you for trusting me. This isn't a moment that I'd like to share with anyone else. So, I'm sorry to do this, but I really need to know before we go any further. How do you feel about me? You know what? I'm sorry, that's not fair. It's really not fair of me to be so direct. Well, I guess I should explain a bit before I ask for your answer. I know you're into me, well, at least physically. I'm not dumb. I see you watching me when when you think I'm distracted. God, it's been going on for months. You're really obvious about it. It's kind of cute. No, I'm not upset. I mean, to be honest, at first it creeped me out a little bit. We've known each other forever, and you've never acted like this before. Were you, you know, getting obsessed? But while you watched me, I paid attention. You weren't leering at me or, like, stalking me. It's like you were doing something else. Then you'd catch sight of me, maybe across the plaza or something, and you'd just stop and get lost. You were so sincere about what you felt, in a way. So, I know you're attracted to me. At first, I almost spoke to you. I was going to ask you to stop looking at me like that. Like I said, I wasn't upset at you. Not exactly. I was more bothered by how it affected me. I'd be fine just going through my day and then I'd see you seeing me. It would always be the same. I'd start out embarrassed. I could feel my face get hot. Then I'd get so excited. I'm used to people checking me out. I like it. I like that people find me attractive. Does that make me bad? I don't think so. But this was different. I'd get tingly all over and warm and wet. I swear to God, sometimes I'd feel you looking at me. I'd be in the middle of a conversation with some friends and then I'd get so fucking turned on, I worried about everyone being able to smell just how aroused I was. No one ever said anything, though. I'd feel my body changing and in other ways, too. Do you know just how unsettling that is? Well, I mean, sure you do. You get hard when I stand close to you like this. God, my love, how if I have that effect on you. It's nice to be reminded that someone thinks you're hot. But when that someone is special to you, like really special, it's unbelievable. I'm still special to you, right? I mean, we've been friends since forever. I'm sure we move in different circles now. You're a bit nerdy, which is cute, and I guess I got popular. God, I kind of wish that hadn't happened now. We're seniors, and I should have had this conversation with you a long time ago. Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself. I can't pretend otherwise. I'm not a mind reader. I know you're attracted to me, but it could just be physical. I don't think it's stuck up of me to say that a lot of people are attracted to me, but the thing is, very few actually give a shit about me. They want to use me for my body, and then they'll just get tired of me and move on. I need someone I have a real connection to, you know? Do you remember when you had that thing last year? Where you asked that girl out and she was so awful to you? Yeah, you called me and I was surprised at first, but then I wasn't. I'm an old friend and we talked for a long time. And I did my best to console you and you said you felt a lot better when we were done. I thought about it then, but not enough. Who would I call if I needed someone to listen to me? To really listen? The answer is you. It's always been you. And that's what this is about, I guess. How I instinctively feel about you. So, I've said enough. You know why I asked you here? Mostly. I'm completely, totally, and helplessly in love with you. No, I feel like I'm about to throw up right now. I've given class speeches and gone to college interviews, and I've never been more nervous than I am now, and God, it's just making me talk. Please, just answer me truthfully. Do you love me too? You're not saying anything. You just look stunned. I guess if you need more time, I... What? Can you just say that again, please? No. God. Oh, that's such a really... Oh. You never spoke with me, though. Why not? Did you worry that I'd say no? Did you think I'd be mean or humiliate you? You know me so much better than that. I see. You didn't want to ruin our friendship. So you stayed silent and we stayed friends. If not as close as when we were younger. Oh, I mean, I wish you hadn't, but then again, I didn't approach you either until I just couldn't keep these feelings inside me anymore. I mean, I get why you wouldn't tell me, so. Well, I think we should probably. Yes. Kiss. More of that, please. Oh, yeah. That. I'm more turned on than I thought I was. You're not running away, at least. That's a good sign. And that was the other reason I needed to meet you out here. I have a somewhat tricky problem. I promise I'm not gonna attack you or bite you or anything. I know the red eyes and rows of serrated teeth. And razor sharp claws can be a bit intimidating, but I promise you, I really do love you and I would never hurt you. Not seriously, at least. I mean, some bruises and scratches are okay, right? Just a little bit of pain makes the pleasure so much better. Like salty and sweet. Yeah, I don't control the change, it just started happening a few months ago, so. Yeah, at my last birthday, my mom told me the truth about my father. No. No, that's not my dad. I mean, he is my dad. He raised me for as long as I can remember, but he's not my biological father. My mom met my dad when she was pregnant with me. I guess my mom was kind of a party girl. You know, like, willing to try anything. Absolutely anything. Yeah, she got mixed up with some very shady people. Ended up in a cult. A really nasty one. And she participated in some kind of ritual, but they didn't tell her everything, and, they summoned a demon, and he bred her. Yeah, bred is probably the right word. I guess my real father, he loves human women, and he's always trying to have children with them, and he doesn't really care about raising them or anything. So after that, she got away from the cult, moved cities, met my dad, and the rest is history. So, I mean, I'm not evil, Evil is a matter of choices, and I think I make good choices, mostly. It's my blood that's evil. And when I get really emotional, I change. The more emotional, the more I become like my father. So, yeah. It's been kind of upsetting to be randomly turned on by you in the middle of the day, just growing claws and having my wings start to strain at my shirt. Oh, plus I just get bigger. Like all of me, I get taller, stronger. My skin gets red and hot. I think if I ever go all the way with someone, I'll even grow horns. Yeah, I'm still a virgin. Besides the obvious problems of my changes, I've never been with anyone I've really wanted to fuck. Well, that's hard to say. Until now, once I realized that I loved you, I knew that you were the one. I knew that you would be the person I gave myself to. I'm not a one-night stand kind of girl. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but I just feel this really deep connection with you, and it's only stronger now. And I think that once we have sex, we'll really be bonded physically and emotionally and even spiritually. Especially spiritually. So take my hand. I know it's scary, but I want our first time to be special. There. That wasn't so bad. You're just so sweet. I have to confess, I'm normally shorter than you. But I love being so much bigger. It kind of gets me off, if I'm honest. Then again, everything about this gets me off. So, help undress me before I get too big and tear my clothes to shreds. That's why I wore this loose dress. No bra, and look, my panties are stretched pretty tight right now, and oh, they're so wet, they're transparent. That's all your fault. Oh. Will you help me feel good now? Oh. Great. Take off your clothes and lay down. Oh, God. Oh, your body is even better than I imagined it would be. Oh, it's perfect. Just like the rest of you. I can't believe I got so lucky to have my first time to be with you. Oh. Can I ride your face first? I've thought about it so many times. Okay. you just hold still while I... Just slap my leg if you can't breathe. Fuck. Yes. Oh my god. You're so good at this. Oh. Are you sure I'm the first girl to sit on your face? Oh my god. Oh, I'm so lucky to have you like that. Oh, I just want to hold you between my thighs and keep you and use you. Oh, and oh, fuck. Yeah. Yeah. Just a little more. You can breathe in a minute. Oh. Oh, I'm almost there. Oh. I kept you under for too long. Well, you're really good at that. I'm gonna need more of that soon, but not for now. For now, I think it's time we consummate our love, don't you think? I'd love to go down on you too, but I think I should wait until I have normal teeth. No, oh, look at you. You're already dripping from what I've been doing. I know you enjoyed having me on your face. Oh, God, I need you so bad right now. I'm gonna take you inside me now, okay? And this is really important. For the first time, you have to come in me, okay? So don't hold back. Just fill me. Just fill me. Oh, God. God, you feel so good, baby. Oh, just perfect for me. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. God, this feels so good. Oh my god, you're just right for me. Like I am for you. You need this, don't you? You need a big, strong woman to protect you, to take care of you. Oh, to take you. Oh, to control you. You're mine. Fuck, you're mine. You're all mine. All your cock is mine. Say it. Fuck, good boy. I love how eager you are for me. Oh my god. Fuck. 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 Fuck, I'm close. Oh fuck, baby, I'm close. Oh fuck, yes. Oh god, baby. Oh fuck, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Hold out a bit longer, please. Yes, keep thrusting up inside of me. Oh god, I love you. Oh fuck. Oh fuck yes. Oh fuck. Oh fuck yes. Oh fuck yes. Oh fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh fuck yeah. Fuck yes. Yes, yes, fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Fucking boy. Oh shit. Fuck. Oh fuck. Oh shit. Shit. God. God. Fuck. Oh shit. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I lost control. Oh. I'm sorry. I lost control a little bit there. I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to bite you quite that much. You hold still a sec. I don't think you're in danger, but. I should still clean those wounds and bandage them. Here, hold on. I have some painkillers. Here. And water in my bag. Take those. You'll feel much better in a sec, I promise. I'll get better at this. I was just so excited, you know. Oh, you took my virginity. I can't believe it. Oh, it was so special too. Hold still, I'm almost done. Just need to clean up these last claw marks there. I never thought it could feel so good to just ride and take someone. But don't worry, I'll never do it without your permission, okay? And if ever if you ever need to, you can ask me to stop. I promise that I will. I never want to actually hurt you. I never want to do anything that could make you want to leave me. I don't think I could handle being separated from you. I'm serious. I mean, I kind of think we should go to the same college. I know it's weird and we've only been dating for like a half hour tops, but don't you think you should be with me from now on? Good. I want you close to me, like, all the time. So if you're okay with it, maybe we could even find a way to live together. I want to take care of all your needs, baby. I never want you to get lonely or feel like I'm not appreciating you. I don't want there to be any temptations or problems or anything that could break us up. Cool. Let's get you home and you'll need some rest. Tomorrow we can talk more about how we're going to be together forever. I just know everything will work out perfectly.